On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja. A mum who murdered her two young daughters because they got in the way of her love life has been jailed for at least 32 years. Louise Porton from Rugby suffocated three-year-old Lexi Draper in January last year. The 23-year-old then killed Scarlett Vaughan, who was 17 months old, less than 3 weeks later. Sky's Becky Johnson is at Birmingham Crown Court.
The judge said to her, the murder of any child by their mother is the grossest abuse of trust. She said, one way or another, you squeeze the life out of each of your daughters. Why you did so, only you will know. How and why you did something so evil.
A dangerous driver who narrowly avoided colliding with a school bus in Dover has been jailed for 18 months. Anthony Denham failed to stop his car for police, who chased him to Springfield Road, where he lost control and hit a parked car. He eventually stopped and officers discovered a young child in the vehicle. The 29-year-old from Beaconsfield Road in the town has also been banned from driving for more than 3 years. A man in his 40s has been arrested after armed police were called to a block of flats in Medway. A disturbance broke out between two people on Shorts Way in Rochester just before 10:30 last night. Officers were at the scene for more than 7 hours and seized a knife.
KMFM News.
Just days after taking office, the Prime Minister's been dealt a blow at a by-election. The Conservatives have lost Brecon and Radnorshire to the Lib Dems, giving Boris Johnson a working majority in the Commons of just one. The Brexit Party came third, and fourth-placed Labour narrowly avoided losing its deposits by securing just over 5% of the vote. But Labour MP Annalise Dodds isn't too worried.
That's not a seat that Labour has held for a very, very long time, but, you know, I'm not going to be complacent about it. Would I have liked us to have won it? Of course I would have done. And of course we need to work very, very hard to always communicate with the public and to listen to what people are saying.
Figures seen by KMFM show 3 in 5 deaths from crashes in Kent happen on rural roads. There have been 223 collisions in the last 5 years, with more than 300 casualties and 51 deaths. More than half the drivers involved were younger than 34. Council bosses in Thanet have agreed to sell Dreamland. The amusement park in Margate has been owned by the authority since 2013, and they've put millions of pounds into regenerating and reopening it. It's now going to be bought by the company that currently runs it in an effort to secure its long-term future. KMFM's been told how one of the biggest movies of the year was brought to the big screen with the help of 5 former Uni of Kent students. The graduates helped create the animation and visual effects for Disney's new remake of Lion King, giving the animals and scenery a more realistic look. Blaine Epsley is a lecturer in digital arts and technology at the uni. He says he's proud of their alumni.
We do really well with our students, and they do go on to work on Oscar-winning movies almost every year. A lot of people assume that all the visual effects in the Hollywood movies these days are done in America and Hollywood. It's not. It's all done in London.
And it's understood plans for a new outdoor adventure park at Bluewater are set to be given the go-ahead. Dartford's council bosses are due to make a decision for the Hangloose Adventure Centre next Thursday. If approved, it would see activities including a zip wire and a skydiving machine come to the shopping centre.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent will be celebrating after another victory in the T20 Blast. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, the Spitfires have kept their spot at the top of the South Group after beating second-placed Middlesex by 28 runs last night. It means they've won all 5 of their matches in the competition so far this season. Batsman Alex Blake, who top-scored for Kent last night, says playing at Lord's and the Oval this week has been a great experience.
They're always exciting games to play in. I think the way we're playing at the moment, we're just taking it all in and everyone's enjoying each other's company and backing each other to do their business, and looks to be paying off at the moment.
Kent's travel to take on Sussex in their next game tonight, plays due to get underway at 7. Meantime, England have already lost a wicket on day 2 of their Ashes test with Australia at Edgbaston. Jason Roy went for just 10 runs. A short time ago, England were on 66 for 1, 218 runs behind. Kent's Joe Denley will be batting at number 4. And in football, Gillingham kick off their new season away to Doncaster Rovers this weekend. The Gills will be hoping to go one better tomorrow following a 3-3 draw there last season. Boss Steve Evans says he knows they have a difficult start to their League One campaign.
They've brought a new manager in. They believe they're going to be stronger. I've heard the chief exec, Gavin, who I know really well, Gavin Baldwin, talk about their minimum objective is the playoffs. So that's a tough introduction.
Last season, the Jewels finished 13th.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.